far, we're finally seeing a little bit of daylight out there. It is cold, though, on this Monday, the first Monday of daylight saving time. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Spring is on the way. We know that because March of Dimes is getting ready to kick off the March for Babies season. The March for Babies is on Sunday, May 20th. That'll be here before you know it. Development manager with March of Dimes. Sharon Wilton is with us. Sharon, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Thank you.
New to the March of Dimes. Tell us a little bit about your position and what you do with the March of Dimes.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. So on February 20th, I became the development manager for the St. Clair County area. So I've been on board just a little over 3 weeks. So getting ready for this kickoff and the walk has been consuming my time, but I'm glad to be back in the community working for nonprofit.
Well, we're sure glad to have you here and glad to have somebody local working with the March of Dimes. It was almost exactly 2 years ago that the March of Dimes announced they were closing their local office. There was no longer a paid local person. It was somebody out of Southfield that was, you know, working with us on events like March for Babies and things like that. But having somebody in the community, from the community, working with the March of Dimes makes a difference, doesn't it?
It sure does. We've had a strong volunteer base over the last couple of years, which led the fight for a position back in this community so that we could definitely have some staff support here full time.
March for Babies is a big deal here, isn't it?
It is a big deal, yes.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what's planned for. We'll talk about the kickoff because that comes up next week, but the event itself is in May, right?
Right. So the event usually brings around 400 people. We are looking for family and business teams to help us out and be a part of the walk. This year we're going to be at the convention center, so that's exciting. So we do have some indoor space in case of bad weather, but hopefully by May 20th we're going to be able to make that walk outside.
That's right. That thing seems a little bit later than it has been in the past, and probably with good reason because of the weather, right?
It is later, yes, and because of the weather.
All right, very good. You have a kickoff next week. Tell us about that.
We sure do. So the kickoff is really just to inform our team captains and anyone who's interested in learning what March for Babies is about, obviously what the walk is for and what we're doing with the March of Dimes and the dollars that are raised. So that's at the convention center, or excuse me, at the Doubletree. Mm-hmm. At 6 o'clock on Tuesday, March 20th.
So a week from tomorrow, should people RSVP for that? Is there
Absolutely.
A cost?
What There's no cost, okay. But they should RSVP by giving me a call. My phone number's on the brochure there, okay. Or through email at swilton.marchofdimes.org.
Okay, very good. That kickoff next week gets, of course, if you're a team leader, you don't have to be there to participate in the walk, but it's a nice way to get everybody organized and aligned and ready for the event.
Correct. They get all their materials to have a successful team.
And boy, we have a lot of, as you said, 400 participants, a lot of teams, some of whom are among the biggest fundraisers here in the state.
For sure. Absolutely. We have some teams that raise between $6,000 and $10,000.
Of course, the work of the March of Dimes has done so much good over the years, hasn't it?
Absolutely. So we're celebrating our 80th anniversary. We started back in 1938 with President Roosevelt when he spearheaded the efforts against infantile paralysis, which obviously is polio. So we've come a long way. And so today, babies that are born here in St. Clair County are tested for 53 genetic disorders that could impair their lives or even cause death, and that's due to the research that we've done at the March of Dimes.
Yeah, and certainly the money raised oftentimes comes back to St. Clair County, doesn't it?
Sure it sure does, yes. We support many of the expecting parents here in St. Clair County and provide materials for healthy babies and healthy moms.
All right, very good. Well, the March for Babies kickoff is next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow at the Doubletree, 6 p.m. For that. The March for Babies itself is on May 20th, and it is one of those things where if you want to raise money for this and have a successful walk, you got to start circulating those petitions now, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a good thing to get started early.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for telling us about this, Sharon. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Hope that you have a great March for Babies and a great kickoff next week.
Sounds perfect. Thanks for having
me,
Paul.
Thank you. Sharon Wilton with us on WPHM from the March of Dimes.